Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks hope to celebrate St. Patty's Day with a road win here in Buffalo as they finish business in a matinee matchup with the Sabres today. And Hawks leading scorer Patrick Kane returns to his hometown, a place where he usually puts on a show. A show, along with a midday victory, would be nice. Ristolainen now for the right circle, put the puck in front, they score. It's Benoit Pouliot off of a ricochet of the puck. It looked like it hit both Osterley and Berube. And Pouliot was at the top of the crease and backhands it home. It's 1-0 Buffalo. To the left point, Connor Murphy. He sends it over to the right point now to Taves. Taves moving in top of the right circle. Leaves the puck for Kane. Put it in front. They score! What a brilliant play by Kane! Osterley on the back door just slapped it in behind Johnson. At 4-4, the Hawks have tied it at 1. Patrick Kane fired that through about 4 different hockey players to the back end where Osterley was waiting to pound it home. What a play! Here's Rodriguez in the right wing circle. Drop pass back to the deep slot. Ristolainen sends it top of the left circle. Eichel turns and fires. Blocker saved by Berube. The puck popped over his head and into the crease. And ends up in the back of the Hawk net. They score. Not sure which one of the Sabres will get credit for this. But it's a power play goal. And Buffalo reassumes the lead at 2-1. Jason Pominville at center ice. He'll drive it down the boards in behind the Hawk net away to the near corner. Then Eichel turns and hands the puck right to DeBrincat along the boards. Passing Ed Yurko through center ice over the Sabre line. Right wing fires a shot. They score! And the initial save was made by Chad Johnson, but it looked like doubling back was Ristolainen, and the puck hit him and rolled into the back of the Sabre net. This should be Yurko's goal, and it ties the score at 2. Here's Taves into the Sabre zone with a 2-on-1 break. Moves in and fires. Save rebound. Score! Jonathan Taves! Never gave up on that. Chad Johnson made the initial save, but had trouble controlling the rebound, and it popped up into the air, and it looked kind of like a lacrosse shot. Taves slapped it into the net, and the Hawks lead for the first time at 3-2, 20 seconds into the third period. And Tiefman, top of the right wing circle. Holds the puck, moves it down to the left point, Beaulieu. To Antipin in the deep slot, back to Beaulieu along the left wing board. Steps it on goal, he scores! That may have been caught with a high stick, let's see. Or deflected, Beaulieu fired from the left wing half boards. And it found its way past Berube into the top shelf. The Sabres have tied it in 3 momentarily.
Well, they call it a good goal, so they have checked it out in the situation room, and they have ruled it a good goal.
Drive for the Sabres, a shot by Scandella, they score! Just as the penalty box door opens for Seabrook to step out, the Sabres take the lead at 4-3 with 1:56 left in the third period. Scandella let it rip from the right point, and I'm not sure which of the Sabres, Nicholas Baptiste. Schmaltz moving up the boards, gave it to Gustafson left point, hands it off to Schmaltz, rolling through the high slot. He tried to deke it through O'Reilly, who hit one knee, took it away, got it to Reinhardt at center ice, a long shot into an empty net, he scores! An empty net goal, this gives the Sabres a 5-3 lead with 38 seconds left in the third period. Kane, he tried to flip it in on goal, blocked away by Ristolainen, and the time winds off the clock. And the Buffalo Sabres end their losing streak to the Blackhawks at 12 games. They win here this afternoon 5-3. And the Hawks 0-2 on this road trip that started in Winnipeg and finished here in Buffalo today.